Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington, otherwise known as East City Ranch, UFO, and Paranormal Central. We're having some amazing things happen up here recently, and got some big events coming up too, but the UFO activity has just been phenomenal. And the ships have been coming in nice and low, and we've been shooting up lasers to them, and they've been responding back and just lighting up enormously. And these lasers, again, they only go maximum maybe 30 miles up. So, you know, these are in our atmosphere, and they're not satellites. They're not planes, you know. They're definitely something beyond our technology, but we can go further into that later. I wanted to talk about the WESAC Festival coming up. Next weekend's going to be a great event coming up, May 16th through 18th, and it's the full moon, it's the Buddha moon, and it's an intense time, intense energy coming in. I don't know if you were feeling it last week, but around May 4th, there was just a peak of energy that came through. It was so intense. I had everything from people calling me like crazy, saying they don't want to be anymore, they want to check out of the planet. Just an intense energies moving through, and it just pushed everybody's unfinished business right up to the surface. So we were real busy last week, kind of patching everybody up and getting everybody back on track again, and I'm sure a lot of people felt it. And, you know, in these times with these energies coming in, we're just going to have to learn how to surrender and call on the higher spirits to help us, because that's basically the only way out. We're going to have to align with our higher selves. We're getting a crash course in spiritual evolution, you might say, and releasing the past. So it's very intense right now. The energies are intense, and everybody's feeling it, and it's very important to just tap in and connect with that God center and not get pulled off of that center by everybody else's dramas. we have a saying here, I'm sorry, my drama card is full. let people work out their own dramas. It's very important that, you know, if we're feeling it, then it's ours. And if the only reason anybody has any power over you is because you want something from them, and it's something that you can find within. So it's very important to realize that all of the love and the acceptance and the approval, all of that needs to come from within. And if we get upset because we're not getting it outside of ourselves, then that's the universe's way of showing us that we need to learn to love ourselves and accept ourselves and approve of ourselves and start manifesting, you know, knock off all the dependencies going on. And we're getting a crash course in that. I think on every level we're starting to see that. And there's a real push right now to be sovereign, to become independent. And, you know, moving into the days to come, it's a really good idea to get simple, get out, get off the coastlines, get out, you know, try to get yourself a little piece of land and learn to garden, get your hands dirty and get in touch with the earth and listen to the earth and let the earth speak to you, because she's speaking and she's on the move. And, you know, this last cyclone in Burma was quite a mess. Or the old Burma, I think they call it something else now, which I can't even pronounce and don't have in front of me, so that doesn't matter. But nonetheless, when they first talked about the death tolls, they were saying, you know, as many as 40 to 100 people died. And I told people, I said, that is so wrong to give figures like that, because it's closer to, you know, it's way beyond 100,000 people have crossed over. And maybe it's time they start telling us the truth up front. But we're having incredible earthquakes just about everywhere right now, and the weather is going bonkers, you know. So it's just a sign of the times. We are moving through some very rapid changes, and it's a major cleanup process. And it's time that we listen to it and flow with it and do what we need to do to prepare on every level, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually as well. We need to release the past and let this energy push right on through and thank it, you know, as it comes in. I've seen a lot of power and gratitude and being in that state of owning it, just feel it and go all the way through with it, you know, when these energies come up, and just keep giving thanks to Spirit for helping you to release this, and pretty soon it'll just move on through. But the more you resist this healing, the more you try to suppress it and ignore it, the more, you know, it's going to amplify and get more intense and come back around for the next big go-around, the next vibrational lifting that we go through. The drugs aren't going to be working. You know, the more you suppress this, the more it's going to be amplified. And eventually, you know, we all have to clear up our stuff. We just can't keep suppressing it one way or another, or blaming or projecting. You know, it's all about individual empowerment and making your own personal connection with Spirit and releasing the past and getting rid of all this garbage that we're carrying around, all these old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences. But nonetheless, we've been real busy here doing a lot of process-oriented therapy lately, and the phone's been ringing off the hook. And, you know, there's a part of me going through my process where there's a part of me that just really wants to be a hermit, you know, and I don't need all the notoriety and all the chaos and confusion. I'm very happy just being in nature and staying anchored in that bliss and just enjoying life. But, you know, we all have a service part of ourselves that we need to honor and assist others. You know, knowing what it's like going through those processes, I have a lot of compassion for people when they are going through that, you know, especially when you're dealing with any kind of unseen negative influences or things of that nature. It's not easy to get these monkeys off your back sometime, and those that do know how to do it and have been doing it for a lot of years can help us, you know, move this out and get back in touch with our own energies. But we're very busy, you might say, you know, just about all of the people that are working with the awakening healing process on whatever level they're working on it. It seems like we're all getting very busy. And I have a lot of friends that do body work, and they do all kinds of healing modalities, and they said the same thing. Their client base is going through the roof, you might say, and it's getting intense. There's a couple things I've found out that are helping. You know, there's a lot of the, you know, I'm not going to do a plug for them. I don't even know how to get this. I'm not even sure, but there's Oxy Silver out. I think it's Global Light Network. One of those guys have it. But just do an internet search on Oxy Silver. And then there's this miracle mineral, and follow the directions with this miracle mineral, but it's amazing. It totally goes after any kind of viruses or bacteria or anything that's plaguing you, and believe me, we're being assaulted right now from above, and the whole, it just seems our whole systems are being on overload right now, trying to, you know, dump a lot of this stuff and clean up our bodies so we can adjust to the new frequencies. But, you know, if you go on your website and do a search for miracle mineral, and be sure and get the citric acid pack and mix it right, because when I first got it, I didn't have the directions or anything, and I took it straight, and it almost killed me. So I would strongly suggest following the directions, and it's some pretty amazing stuff. It'd be good to do whatever cleanses that you you know, feel guided to, you know, do some liver cleansing, some kidney cleansing, definitely, you know, cleanse your colon out and do whatever modality that you feel is necessary for that. Luckily, I've been just really drinking a lot of this Aquarius water. It's now called Langenberg Research or Langenberg Technologies water, but if you type out aquariuswater.org, it'll take you right to the site. And the superoxygenated water really helps get rid of some of this nonsense that we're dealing with, especially the stuff that's dropping on our heads from the skies, from those funny-looking planes up there making those crisscross patterns we all know are not doing us any good. So, you know, I'm really curious about what barium salts and aluminum oxide and ethylene dibromide, what they do to your gardens, because one of our gardens just did not grow. Nothing happened. The first year that's ever happened, and the seedlings, nothing happened there. And it's a low spot on the ranch. So if there's anybody that's science-minded that knows how that would affect seeds or seedlings, it would be good to, give us a ring and maybe call it in and tell us how that would affect, the plant life. The good news with all this wonderful spraying they're doing, we're not seeing any mosquitoes, bad news is whatever eats the mosquitoes, the frogs and the other things are probably pretty hungry right now. So, all these imbalances going on. I've always felt nature has her own program. And when the earth overheats, what it does is it starts, venting with the volcanoes and more moisture goes up in the air. And there are bigger storms and things of that nature, but it has its own defense system. And, if we just get out of the way and stop with all this massive spraying program that we're doing, the earth would take care of herself. But, we have these, insane scientists that are being paid, thousands, if not millions of dollars to come up with these ideas to where they can stop global warming and spray these aerosol programs and spray all these really nice toxic chemicals up there for all of us to inhale down here on the bottom. What comes up, what goes up comes down. It's called gravity. So, a lot of this upper respiratory problems, asthma, the gastrointestinal problems that people are experiencing, the muscle and joint pain, are all byproducts of these wonderful things they're spraying in the sky, the aluminum oxide, ethylene dibromide, and the barium salts, or barium oxide or whatever it is. But, it's nasty stuff. And I think somebody needs to put an end to it. Dennis Kucinich is about the only one I know that stepped up to the plate and tried to write legislation to stop the chemtrails. So, it has been researched. There are politicians that are stepping up to the plate and trying to stop this and help us regain our freedom. And I think it's time for a big house cleaning for the ones that aren't, that aren't really serving. But Republic hats that are in office right now that everybody voted in to take care of these problems that actually became the problem and didn't do anything they were voted in to do. But enough of the high horse and the political agenda. Definitely the bottom line is whenever you give your power away to somebody else outside of yourself, they're going to abuse it. And the more powerful the positions you create with power over you, you're going to find people that are more and more abusive that will move up that ladder, because, absolute power absolutely corrupts. And so we have some absolutely corrupted people in the highest positions right now that have lost all touch with humanity, with Earth, with life in general, and they've become so self-serving and so blind. I mean, they haven't even figured out karma yet, so this is how brilliant this group is. They don't even realize there's a thing called action, reaction, or karma. And I wouldn't want to have their light review when they cross over, because they're going to have to face any pain or suffering or abuse they've meted out to others. You really think about it right now, I think the death toll in the Iraqi war is up to something like 1.2 million civilians that have been killed there. And I would not want to be the man standing there, responsible for any of that in my light review or be involved in any way whatsoever, any kind of willing participant in that as well. We have a caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, James. This is Mark from Albuquerque. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great. I was just getting over that energy surge you were talking about.
Yeah, it really hit a lot of people hard.
Yeah, it did. I have some chronic back problems that it just exacerbated to no end, and I had some distance healing from friends on the internet that helped me out a lot and helped me get centered again. So I'm not going to be able to make it to WESAC, and I really wanted to because I connected with Michelle so well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she connected with you so well also.
Yes,
Talking about the chemtrails, have you used your oxygen water on your gardens?
I haven't, mainly because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
We have done plant tests on it, And we found out that plants just grew phenomenally with the oxygen water. And, you know, they did a lot of tests with just tap water, different types of water, rainwater, river water, and then they put the oxygen water in. The one in the oxygen water just grew like crazy.
Right.
Very healthy.
My little grandniece, because I'm a distributor here in New Mexico, took some of that water and did a little class project, our science project, where she used tap water and used the Aquarius oxygen water, and she proved it also.
Oh, great.
So it may help your garden. I know it's expensive, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, the tap water, most tap water, they've tested, and has up to 650 to 850 chemicals and bacteria and things in it that just aren't healthy at all.
Right, right. Well, I can't say that we've had much activity down here in New Mexico, but New Mexico is kind of a hotbed for the darker forces of those that fly amongst our skies.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that they have dissipated quite a bit is evidence of the positive energies that are coming in, because there was quite a bit of activity going on until, I'd say, in the last 6 months. And the chemtrails haven't been near as prevalent either, which is, I don't know if they're all flying up your way or not. I know you've been getting it pretty heavy.
Yeah, they've been hitting us pretty hard with it. And you know, every once in a while we'll have these blue skies and it's just an awesome day. And, you know, you're outside working in the gardens and just being in nature, and it's the most blissful thing. And then all of a sudden you see these crisscross patterns start. And you know, it's like T-shirt weather. And next thing you know, it starts getting colder and colder, and you start getting your scratchy sore throat, and you get a metallic taste in your mouth, and you start going, well, wait a second, what's wrong with his picture? And to me, it's such an atrocity to nature and to the people on the ground what they're doing. It's just beyond belief, and I think that's why they're getting away with it, because it is beyond most people's ability to even believe they're doing it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, and even with we call them UFOs, but we know they're not unidentified anymore, but I've watched videos, especially the one over in England just outside of the pub where they people were filming the lights in the skies over London. And the amazing thing was there were about five people who were actually paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
There were at least 50 that walked by and didn't even bother looking.
Yeah.
They're just ignoring it. And that's what many people do, is the chemtrail. Anything that doesn't have to do with their immediate self-gratification, instant gratification, they're not interested in.
Yeah, they're mostly looking at their feet.
Yes.
When they're walking in. They go from one cubicle to another. They go to their office cubicle, to their house cubicle, flip on the TV and crack a beer and open up some processed food out of a can or whatever and get up in the morning and do the same thing again.
Yeah, but there are so many more that are starting to look up, that are starting to open up. They're feeling the energies and saying, what is this that I have been putting up with all this time? And it's great. It really is. And you're out there doing what you're doing. I understand where you want to be a hermit, but you have this service to other thing that you have to do, and
yeah.
You're doing such a great job, and I wanted to let you know that once again, I look forward to being there in July with you and sharing that energy again.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, I have your picture on the website, that amazing spinning, looks like two rotating light fields
right in the
air.
Yeah, and actually I have one that I did that on just a regular Photoshop, not even an enhanced one, to download it. And I had gotten a different program, and I took the original and put it over there and let it just do its normal thing. And actually the sunset is much brighter. So it wasn't, you know, so it kind of proves that it's not a bug in a flash, number one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so far away, and those ships were so big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, massive, yeah.
But there's a myriad of orbs within that picture also that you really can't see in that one that I had sent. So I'll try to send that one to you so you might be able to put that up. But
yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I mean, and so many others that I had taken, or actually that my daughter had taken, showed the orbs and that speckling, the multicolored speckling. I don't know if you remember how many photographs were like that, where it looks like a star field.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides the orbs, it's just like a star field of different colors.
And yeah, that's that Arcturian energy when it comes in. You'll see all these little speckles, and it looks like rain almost, or some. And when you blow it up, it's actually little diamond-shaped orbs.
Right, right. And you know that. You know, my experience there was one of my main validation confirmations that wow, this is real.
Yeah, we have a great group coming back again. We have Michal's coming back again, led with, and then Brooks Agnew is one of the returning speakers to update us on the
right.
trip to the North Pole that they're organizing.
Right. And I had spoken with him earlier in the year, and I said, I don't know how much ice is going to be there when you go. He said, oh, yeah, there's going to be plenty of ice, and it's not turning out that way. It'll be as much ice as they presumed there was going to be, but... Anyway, I had one question. You had spoken of the mound, where there's kind of a portal.
Yes.
I was just wondering, is that the mound that has the aspen trees on it?
They're actually pine trees. There's ponderosa pine trees.
Okay, because there's one like right across the Field of Dreams, I guess you call it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's further out.
Right, because... Yeah. I saw the shimmering there. It wasn't the leaves either. It was
yeah.
a shimmering of energy, and I was not quite prepared at that time to walk over there and sit down.
You may not have come back.
Yeah. But, yeah, that looked very interesting. And, yeah, it's such a joy to speak with you and feel your energy. And just to let you know that we're all out here, and the numbers are growing every day. And
well, you know, the meditation mound that we usually meditate on, that when you're going out to the Skywatch area, it's on the left. There's just
okay.
a mound there. It's real close. It's right in front of the conference building.
Oh, okay. And, all right, yeah, I know exactly where it is. I know
yeah, and we have people coming up there and meditating, and we take pictures of them, and they disappear. I have that in my presentation. I'm going to show a lot of people that are disappearing. You can see right through them.
Well, that's been happening a bit with me, where people don't know I'm there.
Yeah.
And suddenly, oh, where'd you come from?
Yeah, we do that here. It's pretty funny because I'll meditate and then I'll come off the mound and start walking down. And there'll be five or six people sitting there and they're looking right at me. And I walk up to them and I go, how's it going? Like this. And they just jump out of their shoes.
I saw that a couple times in the conference last year. Where
yeah, they go,
where'd you
come
around
from?
And then suddenly people realized you were right there, and they never saw you approaching, and they were looking right at you.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And
yeah.
Then I have a couple pictures there where you can see a wave, you know, because we go between a particle and a wave. We're only here half 50% of the time. And when
right.
you slow that energy down, you actually become more of a wave, and you know, you're more energy than you are physical. And I have some pictures of me where I'm actually a wave. It's pretty funny. You can see this golden wavy energy, you know, all around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're anybody, but you're anybody that gets to where you're at.
Yeah.
In understanding. So.
I'm still figuring this stuff out. It's just being, you know, phenomenal.
Well, we all are. If we had it all figured out, nobody would see us, and we'd just be that presence.
Yeah, I know, and Michal has some pictures of himself where he's disappearing. You can see the fence right through him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to have Alfred Rebray and Weber. It looks like Rebray, but Laura Lysak, who channels Kuan Yin, have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
Now, she's amazing, and she's going to be here.
Right.
And William Henry's going to be here.
Yeah, I'd really like to meet William. He's
yeah.
an amazing fellow. He's kind of like the adventurer that Brooks is.
Yeah.
Only on the spiritual side rather than the scientific side. So.
Do you know Victoria Lindquist?
No, I don't know Victoria.
Yeah, she'll be here, and she's been around for a long time as a contactee, and she has a lot of information. And it's funny, we get a lot of the same information, both of us do, about, you know, what's happening with the higher beings and changes and just about everything.
Well, it's kind of like what do you expect? Because, I mean, there isn't more than one message.
Yeah.
There is just the one message. And the message is, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's been time for quite some time, but it is time, and more people are coming to realize that and initiating their self-cleansing, their centering of themselves and reminding themselves of who they really are rather than what they projected to protect themselves from this third-dimensional world.
I love what one of the higher beings was saying. He was talking about we're one of the few species that have the genetics to tap into the source itself and allow that source to move through us, that the love and the power and the wisdom of God to just move through us into any situation if we just get our act together here. And actually, that scares a lot of the other, you know, beings out there in the universe. You know, us waking up and realizing who we are, and especially the tyrants and the ones that have been manipulating us.
Right, and as you mentioned, Dennis Kucinich, he's not a politician. He's a representative.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Politicians aren't going to do anything for anybody, but they're people that get them elected. Representatives go and represent the people.
Yeah.
And there are very, very few of those that are in those places that we call of power, but it's not power.
You ever wonder, you know, there's really something wrong with humanity when you really think about it. There's a form of insanity when we do the same thing over and over again expecting a different result.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been lied to over and over and over, and then we get a new group in there and they lie to us and say the same thing, and then we get a new group in there and they lie to us and say the same thing, and it doesn't, you know, speak very highly of humanity to keep falling for the exact same program over and over again and come to the realization that, you know what, something's wrong with this program. It's not working, and it's time for a whole new program.
You're right. You're absolutely correct, and that program is coming into being, and we're doing it.
Oh, I agree. You know, most of the advanced civilizations, they have a spiritual kind of a consortium or a council that governs things. And they choose their leadership according to their service to humanity and their spiritual attainment, you might say. So they
get wisdom.
Yeah, they get the highest evolved beings to guide their civilization, and we do entirely the opposite. We get the lowest evolved.
Especially the administration we had now, as some people said, they elected people they would like to have a beer with.
Yeah.
You know, and you get what you wish for in that case.
I don't think I'd even want to do a beer with that, you know, with that consciousness. I think I'd put that one all together.
Got to have that compassion and that, unconditional love. And you got to say, yeah, I love him, but God, is he stupid.
Yeah, you know, they have that exopolitics thing.
Right.
I'm trying to think of. The ex-con, is that what it is? The conference in Washington, they bring all the, you know, top pilots and Air Force people and generals and, you know, all over the world, and they come and testify about UFOs are here, they're real, they've been dealing with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a great conference. I think it's amazing the work they're doing. But, you know, one of the guys asked me that. He goes, aren't you upset that they don't invite you? And I said, no.
No. No.
Yeah, I said no, and I said, he goes, why not? You should be there. I mean, you have the highest knowledge about the higher beings and what's really going on in the big picture and everything. And they said, why don't you go there and speak? And I said, I don't want to.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing their thing, and they're doing some really good work there. And, you know, I'd rather let them confront it on that level and do what they're doing. And my focus is to just take the high road a little bit and bring in the more benevolent ones, and some of them are bringing that information in too. I have to give them credit, but you know, as far as that banging heads in Washington, I just, you know, kudos to them, because that kind of energy I don't even want to deal with.
Right, you wouldn't even want to be in Washington D.C. Knowing you wouldn't want to be in that vibration. And
you know, it's hard enough for me just to leave the mountain, and I just went and did the expo in L.A., and then I did the San Jose one, which wasn't too bad, but just big cities are very hard, you know, to stay very long. You feel like you're just being consumed, you know, you're being assimilated. It's like you've entered the realm of the Borg, you know?
Right, well, I live in Albuquerque, but right next to the foothills, but I deal with that every day, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm just going to emit what I emit, and I'm not going to accept that vibration. I will have my resonance and keep my resonance, and it seems to help.
Oh, yeah.
To spread, I mean, people have had called this a bad neighborhood. It's not a bad, you know, it's not a bad neighborhood. There are no bad neighborhoods. There's
yeah.
just bad vibrations that are within neighborhoods, and it's beautiful. I mean,
yeah.
that's the best way I can put it. And I'm not special. I'm really not. I'm just a human being who's being, and that's what people have to do. I mean, and it's not because anybody tells them. It's because that's who they are. That's who people really are, is this being
mm-hmm.
that's just in this physical realm for this time.
Yeah, they need somebody to reflect back to them their divinity, because the only reflections they've had, you know, is the you know, it's like their parents, a lot of them just passed the potato, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of the wounds and traumas that were inflicted upon them with their parents, they pass on, you know. And, you know, they do the best they can, but they pass it on to their kids, and it just keeps going. And eventually somebody's got to come in and just say, you know what, drop the potato, that's not who you are.
Yeah, it's enough. It hasn't worked. It never did work. Stop it. Just because,
yeah.
you know, there's like a Mad TV thing where there's a psychologist played by Bob Newhart.
Yeah.
And the girl was telling him all this stuff, and then he says, okay, stop it. You know, and then she say something else, and he said, okay, stop it.
Yeah.
And it's just common sense. It really is. People have lost their common sense because they've bought into this program that they've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
And it's reinforced by watching television and all that stuff. And it is insanity. And I'm kind of proud to say, yeah, I'm insane. I'm crazy to your way of thinking, those that are in this program, yes. But I'm insane in an insane world, which makes me the sanest, one of the sanest around.
You know, there's people that are insane, and there's people that are out of sane or out of sanity, and I think the world's out of sanity.
Right.
I'd rather be the sane one walking around because, you know, the social consciousness is practicing a total form of insanity.
Right.
And again, that's doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result.
Okay. Well, there's a movie I just watched recently that I don't know how long it came out, called Peaceful Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, with Nick Nolte.
Yeah, I read the book, but I never did see the movie.
Oh, the movie's great.
I didn't think it came to our area.
Well, I saw it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
That being produced, now it wasn't played up a lot, obviously, because
mm-hmm.
it didn't even come to your area. But that one and Into the Wild, and they're both based on true stories. Into the Wild was about a fellow that shed everything and went to live in the wilds of Alaska and ended up dying there.
Mm-hmm.
But he died happy.
Yeah.
You know, he died being, but he didn't prepare for his time in, you know, because he was a city boy.
Yeah.
He didn't know what he needed to take in order to survive physically, but spiritually he was there.
Yeah.
You know? But just those things coming out are helping to spread the perceptions
mm-hmm.
of what we understand to be what the truth is. And it's expanding exponentially every day. It really is. It may not seem that way, but I called Brooks the other day and went on his show, and I said, if you think about the news, you say, okay, there's the morning news, the afternoon news, and then the evening news. Okay, so that's 3 hours of the day. And most of those bad stories are repeated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that's 3 hours out of 24. The other 21 are reality, and you won't normally see any of those things that you have seen on the news.
Yeah.
That continue the program. But people keep their heads down, don't look other people in the eye, because they don't want to be on the news, basically. But that perception is there now, that why do I want to listen to that? I know I care, but once again, if I can help somebody, yes, I want to know.
Yeah.
But if I can't, and you're just telling me about more people that want to hurt me, and it's just your opinion that they want to hurt me, I don't want to hear it. Until somebody comes to me and wants to hurt me, I'll deal with it. You know, I'm
just
talking
like
about terrorists or people that want to be at war with us or any of this. No, they don't. They want to mess with the government that has been stepping on them.
Yeah, I have some friends that come from Iraq and Iran, and beautiful people, some of the most beautiful people, and they're very strong, you know, very strong souls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, love them to death. And, you know, you talk to them about it. And I just did the Palm Springs conference, and there was a woman, and she was a psychologist from Iran. And we just started talking, and she was so beautiful, and she could feel the energy and the exchange going on. And she's going, "Who are you? What is I?" She goes, "I'm feeling this energy. It's like it's so wonderful." And she's like a psychologist, and I was just, you know, kind of just letting it flow through me and talking to her. And I said, "You know, you people are beautiful people, and, you know, people could learn from you. And it's too bad that more people just don't take a vacation, you know, and go to some of these countries. But, you know, we've made so many enemies. And, you know, you think about it, you know, 1.2 million people, innocent civilians, have been killed over there. These aren't combatants. These are just people.
Yes.
And, you know, that would create a grudge. You know,
that's correct. That's absolutely correct. But it's not, as they say, it's not the American people that they hate. Except if you're going to ignore them, then they say, well, if you're going to be ignorant and not care, then we're going to wake you up.
Yeah.
Okay? In whatever way it takes. That doesn't mean that they want to do us harm. They want us to stop doing harm to them, and not us, but our government.
We've inflicted so much damage around the world, and basically, I love over in Africa, what they did there, you know, they gave people a chance to atone, you know, for their problem. And if they came and confessed to what they did, they said, okay, you're free. We're not going to prosecute you. But if, you know, Mandela had that program and it was, you know, okay, we're going to forgive and we're going to move on. We're going to create something different, you know. But, you know, basically, you know, we need to do that, to figure out some way. And if the American people really knew what happened and what we've done to these people over there, we should be like very humble right now and just saying, "Oh my God," you know.
Right. Well, I am. I take responsibility for what my government has done, even though I do not agree with what my government has done, because that's part of being here in this country. You have to accept responsibility because your officials aren't.
Yeah, and I hear people go, "Well, you know, you're not patriotic, you know, you're not American," or, you know, and the churches wave their flag and just they're all behind it. And I'm just going, and along the very beginning when this was going down, I saw the whole picture, you know, what was happening, and I just said, "You guys have no idea what's going on." And, you know, what about "Thou shalt not kill" and you know, the basics? I said, let's just get down to basics. How can you, as a Christian, support genocide and deception and torture and all the things that we're hearing about? How can you do that as a true Christian? And then, they come unglued. And then I said, you know, as an American, let's just try being decent human beings first before we call ourselves Americans.
Right.
You know, what would a decent human being do? You know, forget about what would Jesus do. What would a decent human being do? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just shocks them. And, you know, and they lose all ability to respond.
Right, but what they do is, and I can tell you because I've had these conversations, is their eyes glaze over, and then you're ignored.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't handle, it's kind of like that movie, you can't handle the truth. And
yeah.
The best example of that is this big thing about Reverend Wright's sermon. I listened to the full sermon that Reverend Wright gave. You know what? Reverend Wright was right. That's all I can say. I mean, it's not intent. There's no, I mean, there probably is on some levels, but no, the majority of American people don't intend to keep the African Americans down.
Mm-hmm.
But they ignore the fact that it's done.
Yeah.
They ignore the fact that AIDS attacked mostly African-American community,
mm-hmm.
okay, and the gay community, just as SARS attacked Asian-American or Asian
mm-hmm.
people. It was targeting of populations. Whether it was intended to do that, and that's what the whole intent was, I don't know. It certainly wasn't the policy of any government, as far as I know, but those inside governments, yeah. It was.
And yeah, when you get down to the, you know, the real conspiracy, when you get down to what's the nitty-gritty of it, it is. People couldn't handle the truth. You know, it's gotten so ugly that people just turn a blind eye to it. They don't even want to look at it.
Right. And those, unfortunately, are those that will succumb to it, while those that are reaching out, finding the proper resonance, the proper vibration, will not be harmed by it mm-hmm. as much, let's say. Chemtrails, I'll tell you what, James. I see chemtrails, and it's brought to my attention. I put my intent and my attention to clearing the skies for the health and safety for all living creatures in the area. And then I do a little blowing ceremony to the four mm-hmm. cardinal points. And I'll be gosh darned if those things don't blow away.
Yeah, we've seen them spun into these circular clouds. And
right.
They're all thick chemtrails, and all of a sudden they're all spun into these little vortexes, and one looked like a big vacuum cleaner. It was funny.
Yeah, and I do ask. I ask for assistance.
Yeah, it's like they vacuumed up the sky.
Right, but we create our reality. You know that. That's what you are, is your understanding. Now, it's really tough when they're just over every 2 seconds. You need a lot of help.
It's a full-time job here, and pretty soon when they dump so much on you, you just go, man, this is like getting ridiculous.
Right.
It's like, do I want to spend the rest of my life cleaning up somebody else's mess, or is there ever going to be an end to this?
Right. But, you know, and like I said, but as soon as I take my attention away,
mm-hmm.
well, then it's not there. I mean, then it'll, if they spray then, well, that'll stay, and it'll spread, and it'll form in the cloud. In fact, I took a bunch of pictures of a chemtrail sunset that, if it wasn't poison, it would be beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, but I know it's poison, and I did that. I took the
pictures. Yeah, there's some real nice greens in there, you know, that we normally don't ever see.
Right. But,
you know, it's like.
And I have been taking pictures of the energy coming in, and it shows in the clouds, in the aquamarine and the pinks. Which aren't rainbows like through the clouds, like you would see
mm-hmm.
a normal diffusion of light. This is actual, those two colors. And it's, you know, it's the natural clouds, it's, you know, that have this. It won't be a chemtrail. Chemtrail has got ugly colors, you know, like you said, that green or whatever. But,
yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to take up the whole hour. Thank you so much for your show. Thanks so much for being here with us once again, doing what you're doing. And I really look forward to seeing you in July. And much love to you, my brother.
Oh, you too.
Okay. Namaste.
See you in July.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. So much for the chemtrails. But, you know, these things, I don't even like addressing, but it's, I think it's something that we do need to address. We need to speak from knowledge and speak from authority and wisdom, but at the same time, don't speak from fear or, you know, focus on the more benevolent side of it and try to clear that, you know, but it is going on, and you know, we one of the masters I love studying with, he said, you know, enlightenment means to be enlightened of all of it. You know, it's not living in denial. So he said it's being in knowledge of the past and the future, you know, in the eternal now, but all of the planes and dimensions and what's going on, the good, bad, and the ugly, and the extremely benevolent as well. So that's all part of enlightenment. And if we pigeonhole any of this and just take one aspect of it and say the rest isn't God, then we have half the picture, basically. So I kind of believe that there's a lot of half-truths going on out there, and that's okay. And sometimes when we totally ignore the negative, it does, you know, keep growing. You know, if we don't put our attention on it and just say enough's enough. So, you know, a lot of people say, I'm just going to focus on the positive and that's it, and that's what I'm going to manifest, and kudos to you, that's great. But I think there are times where we need to stand in our center and stand in truth and address what's going on and try to find a way out, you know, try to find solutions and try to find a way to move this in a different direction. It's my own experience. I believe that there's a great polarity happening right now, and there's the upward spiral into more of a spiritual evolution where people are going to live in harmony with each other and nature and cooperate and work together. And there's a downward spiral where people are going to move further into this total selfishness, you know, this total power and control and manipulate and dominate. And that one is a self-consuming path. And all the prophecies talk about this. They show two paths coming up in the future. And the people that are close to nature, that make their own spiritual connection and aren't attached and move with that flow and listen to the voice within, they do fine. And the people that are attached and hang on to the old material way and are focused on greed and selfishness and controlling and manipulating others, they take the accelerated path into the end of their program, because it's like the source itself is about ready to hit the delete button, you know, on that program, and the earth itself is done with it. So, you know, believe it or not, the earth is consciousness. You know, she has a program, she has a destiny, and it's to evolve and move on to the next level and take as many of us as she can with her, but there's definitely going to be some cleanup and a lot of movement, you know, with the earth itself and with the water, and you're going to see, you know, an increase in the storms like we've been experiencing, the cyclones, and it shifts back and forth between just massive cyclones, and it'll shift back into hurricanes, so it always goes back and forth, but this is all going to escalate in the future, and hopefully we can kind of join together and choose the upward spiral and get as much help as we can from the higher planes and dimensions, and especially the ultra-dimensional beings, because they have some pretty incredible technologies where they can shield this planet from a lot of the changes that it's undergoing and assist us to get through. But then again, as a civilization, we need to earn it. So we need to choose, you know, to the basics. You know, they want us to join the rest of the universe, and the higher beings, you know, live according to the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment. And, you know, the basics that we all know in our heart of hearts, which are universal peace and brother-sister love and, you know, a deep respect for the Creator and all creation. And as long as we align with that, we'll make it through these changes. But if we don't wake up and smell the coffee and get on with our evolutionary path here, we might, as an eternal soul, choose to experience a different reality. It may not be on this planet. But anyway, so much for the Saturday sermon. There's so much more to go into, but I'd really like to get back to some of the other things that are coming up, especially with the upcoming WESAC festival and the other conference coming up that we have. The you know, going back to the WESAC Festival, we've got Michal Ledwith, Susan Weed, Dr. Paul Shea. We've got Amora Kwan Yin. She's a Palladian channel. Nancy Marie. A lot of... I'm looking at all the different people here. There's so many different people. Joanna Cherry, Patricia Reich, looks like. Some of these, I don't know, Aubrey Degnan. I haven't met her before. There's Troika St. Germain. Magic A. Marino, which, who knows, might be related to Steve Marino, which was one of our chief investigators here at the ranch. And then there's Anton Mizrak, which he's very good with music and you know, bringing in a lot of different harmonics and synthesis and things. But it's going to be a great show, you know, the conference, and I wouldn't miss it. But, you know, just being in Shasta, some of the experiences I've had there were so phenomenal. They're just being up on that mountain, and if you do go to this event, be sure and take a day before and a day after, whatever the event, if you can, and get up on that mountain and spend some time up there and meditate and tap into the energy there, because it is the full moon, it's the Buddha moon, and it's a time where I can't think of a better time for a spiritual pilgrimage, you know, to get up on that mountain, because it is going to be very intense, this new energy coming in. The, you know, I can't suggest strongly enough, you know, to be in a really clear space for this new shift, this new full moon, because I think they're going to turn the dial up, and all the other planes and dimensions and higher beings, the source itself, I believe, is just going to really kick the energy up, and we're going to go through a quantum leap in evolution during this next full moon. So I would hang on. It's going to be a very intense ride, and I don't, you know, we have to remember that we did, you know, we bought this Earth ticket. We chose to be here as an eternal soul to ride this one out, and however we chose to do that, we need to own it and hopefully be a blessing in life, and I think it's time to shift into the awakening healing process, shift our energies, start investing in turning this planet around in time and energy and money, and do what we can to start living in harmony with each other and clean up the environment and live in harmony with nature, basically. But it seems that's what is the foundation of this new energy coming in. It's going to just shove us, you know, into the awakening healing process, and the Earth itself is going, you know, that it's the only thing I can say is right now resistance is futile. You know, there's no getting away from it. And, you know, no matter where you go, you cannot hide from yourself, and yourself is going to get an ass whooping if you don't get aligned with this new higher consciousness and energy. And it's part of the destiny of the planet. But anyway, we're signing off right now. I hope to see you all at WESAC. And don't forget the July 4th conference coming up, too. You can go to eseti.org and check that out. And hopefully we'll have some amazing new footage for you then, because the ships are still coming in. So be sure and look up, pay attention, stay tuned, go within, focus on love and joy and bliss. And hopefully we'll see you in Shasta. Have a great evening. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Good night.
I love you.